interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, one of the stories we've been covering the last couple of days is the shortage of baby formula. And you said people driving hours and to get to what they need. Well, a lady in Utah, a mom in Utah, wants to help. Alyssa Cheedy says, it may not be baby formula, but I've got some breast milk I can help out with if you need. I'll chip in my own personal supply. I've got 4,000 ounces of breast milk. She says, I figure I'm running out of room, so I might as well help someone else. I know I have 3,000 ounces downstairs and probably another 1,000 ounces upstairs, and I wanted to donate it all to a local milk bank, but I figured it was easier just to list it online and whoever needs it can come get it. And I did some of the math, John, for $4,000 ounces of breast milk, that would make 333 12-ounce bottles of breast milk, and then 12 packs, that would mean you'd divide that. You'd have 27 12 packs of breast milk from this. 22 half racks of breast milk from her rack.
Man, she could just go into business with that much.
4,000 ounces. There.
How many pump hours is that?
It's just sitting in that
How
chair
much
all
pump
the time.
Time is that? Okay, the town of Kinston, North Carolina, banded together last week to locate a fugitive pig, a pet pig, a runaway on the streets of the town. The pig's name, Dale Oinkhart Jr. North Carolina is NASCAR country. And the pig was last with his owner, not in his pen, not in the yard or barn. They were last together in a saloon.
Dale, come home.
The pig and his owner were at the saloon to compete in a pig race during a barbecue festival. And at some point, Dale Oinkhart Jr.
He just made a bolt for it.
Must have thought he was destined for those barbecue flames because he squeezed through a hole in a fence and took off. So they put out a $20 reward plus breakfast at a local diner for anyone who could find him. And a few days later, his owner and some friends spotted Dale Oinkhart Jr. hanging out at an apartment complex. He probably figured, they don't have
barbecue. Done with that style. They probably don't. Me in.
They probably don't have big barbecues at the apartment complex. I'm probably safe here. Well, they caught him there and brought him back home.
Well, John, I've got an animal on the loose as well. SeaWorld Rescue in San Diego said a sea lion that made headlines for blocking the freeway back in January is undergoing some behavior analysis after he was rescued a second time, actually a third time, this time from a storm drain. The rescue team said the sea lion, nicknamed Freeway, because it was in the middle of the freeway, was being rescued from Route 34 in downtown San Diego on January 7th and returned to SeaWorld's custody. After being spotted in the storm drain under the National City Bridge on April 7th. Rescuers said the storm drain would have led Freeway back to the same spot where he was rescued in January. And they say Freeway was previously rescued when he was found walking on Harbor Highland Drive in San Diego back in November 2021.
Hey, walking like, shoes on, his boots?
Well, you walk, that little seal walk that he does, on his front pads. SeaWorld said Freeway is undergoing behavior analysis with veterinarians and marine experts to determine why the animal, estimated to be 10 to 13 years old, keeps wandering inland. We want him to be in a safe situation, says the SeaWorld rescue team, and we want to do what is best for the sea lion. Right now, he has been rescued 3 times in unsafe conditions, and we're working to figure out what his plan is. His plan is he doesn't want to stay at SeaWorld anymore.
Oh, he's done. He wants to hit the road.
He wants to get back to the ocean.
Yeah.
Why don't you put him in that direction?
Get him out there.